The members of the crew lowered their weapons and stepped back in awe. It speaks, shouted a sailor. Me. The sound was wild and shrill, as if it came from a deep forest.
Go.
The sound was hollow and haunted, as if it came from an ancient gong or bell or drum.
Home.
The sound was unbearably sad, as if it came from the heart of the ocean.
I'm no monster.
The octopus fell back into the water. All the seamen and scientists stared in wonder and terror. Then Annie's voice rang through the silence.
Did you hear him? He said, let me go home. I'm no monster.
The crew looked at each other in shock.
That's what he said. I heard it, one man said. Heard it with my own ears.
I heard it too, said another.
Me too, said another.
It's a sign, said a sailor. We can't hurt him.
Or any other like him, said another.
All eyes turned to the captain. He stood still for a moment, staring down at the giant octopus in the net. The captain looked at the professor. The professor seemed stunned. He opened his mouth, but no words came out. The captain looked at Jack and Annie.
Please hear him, Annie said. He told you the truth.
The captain stared at the octopus for a long moment. Then he raised his hand. Free him, he said softly. The sailors slowly put down their harpoons, axes, pistols, and ropes.
Sir, I request permission to cut the creature from the net, Henry said to the captain.
The captain nodded.
Permission granted, Mr. Mosley, said the captain.
Help me,
Henry said to Jack and Annie.
Sure, said Jack.
We'll come too, mate, said Joe.
Joe and Tommy hurried after Henry, Jack, and Annie to a row of small boats on the deck. The sailors lowered one of the boats down to the surface of the water. Then Jack, Annie, Joe, Tommy, and Henry all climbed down the ladder and stepped inside. Everyone else watched from the deck. Joe and Tommy rowed along the side of the ship until they came to the spot where the giant octopus was trapped. The two sailors held the boat steady with their oars.
Grab the net, Henry said to Jack and Annie.
Jack reached out and grabbed a corner of the net. Annie helped him pull it out of the water. Henry used a big knife to slice through the thick rope strands. Even though the rowboat rocked violently, Jack didn't feel sick at all. Jack, Annie, and Henry pulled the torn net into the small boat. Jack kept staring at the octopus. He looked back at all of them with his great eyes. His tentacles spread about him like a giant flower. His fierce red color had changed back to gray.
Goodbye, you, Annie said softly. Go home now.
The octopus lifted two of his tentacles as if to wave goodbye. Then he slipped under the surface of the water and vanished.